FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA has told the Western Cape High Court that the pending VAT increase should be stopped, arguing that Parliament failed to follow proper procedure when approving the fiscal framework. The party's urgent application is being heard today ahead of the tax hike taking effect on the 1st of May. Representing the DA advocate Michael Bishop told the court the process followed in Parliament is at the heart of the legal challenge.
Our case is that we didn't lose in Parliament. Our case is that Parliament followed an unlawful process and did not take a lawful decision about the fiscal framework and therefore about the VAT increase. So we didn't lose in Parliament. That's why we're here.
Bishop has also challenged the argument that the increase can be dropped in the future when the economy stabilizes.
So the VAT that consumers, you and I and everybody in this room, will start paying on the 1st of May when we go to the grocery store, when we pay our bills, can never be returned to us. It is not possible to return that money.
Sydenham police are investigating a case of child grooming at a Westville school after a male teacher allegedly sent explicit messages to a 12-year-old pupil. The situation came to light when the girl's mother noticed a sudden change in her daughter's behaviour and later uncovered the messages on her phone. Pitlochry Primary School SGB chairperson Viren Janki says it was a shocking discovery.
Fortunately, the parent was on top of it. She started digging further and then she established that there were TikTok chats. When she found that out, she notified the school and then we took it through the process.
And furious parents gathered outside the school's locked gates this morning demanding answers and clarity on what action is being taken against the teacher. One of the protesters, Rina Fakir, whose daughter has been at the school for just a month, says she now wants to remove her child as she feels it's not safe.
I was going ballistic. You're sending them to a school, trust in teachers, and this is what you hear. It's really crazy, and I think that the school had 2 weeks to solve the situation. No correspondence.
KZN Education's Muzima Hlambi says a preliminary investigation has also revealed previous misconduct allegations against the teacher.
The educator himself has admitted to have done that. And upon deeper investigation, we find that he also did that from another school where he was.
The man has been removed from the premises while several investigations continue. The schoolgirl is said to be receiving counselling. And a Hamas delegation is on its way to Cairo for discussions on securing a ceasefire in Gaza. Their trip comes as Israeli airstrikes killed 26 people across the territory. The renewed effort follows Hamas's rejection last week of Israel's latest proposal to secure the release of hostages still held in Gaza. Talks have so far failed to produce any breakthrough since Israel resumed its air and ground assault on the territory over a month ago, ending a two-month ceasefire. The top story this hour, the DA has told the Western Cape High Court that the pending VAT increase should be stopped, arguing that Parliament failed to follow proper procedure when approving the fiscal framework. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.